This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures. Tune in every week to learn something new about digital marketing and entrepreneurship. And now, over to the voice of your host, Dukshin Adyantaya. Enjoy the show.
Hello, and you have tuned in to the latest episode of the Season 3 of the Deliberate Talks podcast. And today's episode won't leave you with an inch of disappointment, because in the virtual studios today is Sareem Akhtar, aka the Disappointed Fan. Hello, Sareem. How are you doing?
Hi, Dakshin. Wow. No, I'm not disappointed anymore.
Oh, that's great. Sareem is a part of one of the most globally famous memes which came into light during the ICC Cricket World Cup 2019, famously recalled as the Disappointed Fan. Sareem is now also a part of the Hong Kong Meme Museum. Wow. And for those completely unaware, firstly, Sareem, tell me, what do you do in real life other than being the most popular meme in the world?
Well, in real life, I have two hands, two legs. I'm a normal person, a fat man, just not a 2D kind of image goes around everywhere. Uh-huh. I have a day job. I have a very serious auditor by profession. So you say a very black and white and gray job. Uh-huh. Unlike the social media where I am very colorful, laugh at my memes. So it's a totally contradictory kind of a real life for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. For those completely unaware about it, what exactly happened? Just highlight what happened during the World Cup. And who was the first person to tell you about it? And when was it that you knew that this has blown out of proportion completely for you?
Yeah, man, sure. It was probably a lot of coincidences. First of all, going to the match, driving over, I had recently moved to UK at that time, so I was a little reluctant to drive 3.5 hours over to the match. And then coincidentally, I got a seat which was right by the boundary line. So all of these kind of collaborated in terms of that iconic moment. Uh-huh. You know, third man area, very frequented area, particularly when fast bowlers are bowling.
Right.
So as it happens, Pakistan was way behind the match. Rob Warner, I think once when he was in 20s, and that moment in time, he had already crossed 100, and we were probably looking at 400 target. Uh-huh. So when the sitter was dropped right by the boundary line, initially I thought that it was coming over. It was probably we are six and I'll catch and probably come on the screen. But never knew that ball will be falling short and Asif Ali would sitter. And all of that just came on my face. It was probably something similar that I show at my home. Uh-huh. Where I would be disappointed or something. So I just put my hands and it was probably a few seconds. But as soon as I sat down, I started a few calls from my friends and colleagues past who had seen the live coverage over the telly. They said, "No, Sareem, you came on the phone. They caught you and they put you looking at this way and that." I said, "Okay, please, please, can you record that for me and I'll get it for you later." But then I started getting some memes from my family, friends, my friends, the social media. I thought, okay, yeah, it will pass. But the biggest realization, as to answer your question, came in about 45 minutes when the host broadcasters came over. They told me that gone viral all over the world. Please, can you grant an interview? I was just dumbstruck. I said, oh, what happened? That was the realization. And then you can say, as soon as that happened, people saw the camera coming over. I was interviewed twice during that match. And then I wasn't left alone. Uh-huh. People sitting around me just crowded around me because they knew that I'll be pictured. And then as I was walked out, there were a lot of selfies, a lot of hugs. Oh, you became famous. And what were you doing? Why were you so disappointed? And all of that. It came on during that 2-3 days, and I got the opportunity to be interviewed with Wasim Akram at his home in Manchester. Then went on to see the match, and that reaction was similar. So many Indian fans came over. Oh, can we take a picture? Can we take a selfie? And it was just a celebrative moment for me. Wow. Overjoyous, unrealistic, very scary at times. because of all the social media hype, I didn't have a Twitter, I didn't have an Instagram. I just had a normal Facebook account with family and friends. The first thing that I did was enhance the security over that Facebook and created these Twitter and Instagram. It's overwhelming. Two-day thing over 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And people are still using it and DMing me. And they kind of celebrate. Oh, thank you for putting it up. I said, I never made one meme of it. It's only the most precious that I would receive. They thank me nevertheless. And they say, that, oh, thank you for bringing us on our face.
Fantastic. Firstly, did you go and congratulate or did you thank the cameraman for catching you on the right spot?
I never got in touch with cameraman or any from the production team. After a year and a half, I think I got from a secondhand source that the producer who was on the live coverage, who had cut me off and put me on from different angles and everyone, he wanted to get in touch on Twitter. So that was an interesting thing. And he sent me a picture. He said, and he showed me how his workplace looked like. It was probably 10, 15 screens in front of him. He was directing.
Uh-huh.
And so that was an interesting moment, very, very jaw-dropping moment. Oh, wow, this is how the producer looks like and his equipment looks like. And this is how the life captured.
And did you get a chance to meet any Pakistani player playing during that match or even Asif Ali for that fact?
Oh, no. Would have loved it till now. No, not at all. I did get an opportunity to join the team later because they were in UK. So I got a few invitations, but with my work routine, I wasn't able to meet that.
And how did the Hong Kong Meme Museum happen to you?
Yeah, that was a very interesting one. I get a lot of DMs every day almost.
Mm-hmm.
Subsided a little bit, but they still there. So one of these just had a picture. And the guy said that, Sarang Bhai, I'm studying in Hong Kong. And I came across this meme of yours. And it's in a meme museum. I said, what? A meme museum? And I just retweeted. I never thought that it would probably go viral. And it went like hell, man.
Yeah.
For 3-4 days, Twitter was so busy. Or Instagram was so busy, people loved it. And best question was, is this real? We thought that this was a fake account, or this person has a Twitter account and he's a Mona Lisa memes. And we finally found handle of so many comments came through, and it was an overjoyous moment and surprising many people because nobody knew, even I didn't know that there was a museum of memes and it was from 9gag. So pretty big thing to be featured there.
Absolutely. True. So, Sarang Bhai, you know, we have all heard about that life of memers, right? They have a day job sitting in front of the computer making memes. But how does it feel, a life of a person who has an opportunity to become a meme himself? How different has life been since then?
Well, to just conclude it in a few sentences, it's a totally virtual and fake environment where I'm a celebrity of sorts on the social media. Besides that, just same father, family man, a husband, normal person who goes 9 to 5 for a job.
Uh-huh.
And when he comes back, he picks up his mobile and is on the social media and becomes a celebrity.
And what about work? You know, like the next day you went to work, things changed for you?
Oh, yeah, of course. For probably a while, all the new meetings, new introduction that I went to and was introduced as a meme. Oh, do you know we have a celebrity in our team? It was celebrated within the team. So people came on, known people in the office and asked me for selfies.
Right.
So it's very interesting how people react and they celebrate. Yeah. Everyone celebrates. Oh, wow, we work with a meme, or I went on eating with a meme. One of my clients and a very senior, he said, I'm sitting with a very good friend of mine, a Pakistani, and we were just discussing cricket. Your mention came up, and I been trying for the last half an hour to convince him that people were there, and he's not believing. Can you send me a picture? So at that time, Pakistan was visiting England and we were playing a test match. So I just sent him a picture with the background. So these kind of unusual requests do come up.
Right. Okay. Awesome. And, you know, meme is always considered a troll or in a very negative connotation, also because of social media, right? Have you ever felt you've been made fun of in a very negative way at work or amongst friends or family? Or was anyone disappointed because you started getting fame?
That's a very good question. In fact, if you go and just look at all the memes, they have come out of awkward situations, right?
Yeah.
And I try to rationalize it. Why people still use that? And the only reason I come across and try to make out of it is probably so neutral and natural. Mm-hmm. Come out of any awkward situation as such that people still use it and in different purposes. The reason it has been used across different countries, I never heard of a country called Botswana. I got a DM from a guy, you are so famous, we use your meme all the time. Then Iran, Italy, Serbia, it's a non-ticket plane countries, right? But still, people have started using it all. I've been using it for quite a while. I think the initial couple of years was a little bit awkward, scary, as I mentioned, overwhelming at the same time. And people were using my meme. I said, oh, what are they? The first cringe moment I came across when people superimposed someone else's face on my
Right.
So that was an awkward one. I said, oh, what's this turning to be? But yeah, I think the mental hurdle or the biggest that I took was when I shared my first meme with Twitter and Instagram, which I had received. And I think that was a hurdle that I crossed mentally. I think that was a moment when I shared my first meme and then started selling it and just taking it forward.
It's always how you want to accept it, right? At the end of the day, you took it in a very positive way. Like you rightly mentioned, memes are always people catching people in awkward situations and not many people mentally take it well because now they're being trolled. You took it in a very positive way and converted into a laughingstock for everyone and brought a smile to everyone's face. And that's fantastic stuff by you. So kudos for that. And now moving on from that meme conversation all the way to your present day where you have actually decided to start your own NFT project based on the popular Disappointed Fan. So let's talk about your project. Where are you launching it? When are you launching it? Tell me more about it. Who's the artist? When did you get the idea? And why are you doing this most importantly?
Oh, yeah. Very interesting question. Good one to explain my side of the story as well in the journey. Ever since this became a meme, I would every now and then people would ask me, when are you minting it? When are you making an NFT? All of that. I said, yeah, of course. So after probably 2 years, I am now working with a company called Alter. Mm-hmm. And they approached me to kind of pitch me a different angle. They said that, why don't we use your persona, which is a disappointed cricket fan, and use it in different way that people use it in their daily life, like in maybe other normal daily situations where we can use your persona and we'll iterate and we'll come up with several iterations. So they have ended up as we have got on board a very bright and upcoming female artist, Reba, I think. And she has drawn a very splendid series of personas like on me and turned it around different sporting situations. And for one of you, those iterations, I have a smile on my face as well. So I'm coming up with 6,464 iterations of my persona.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to build up a community where people get together, have a laugh, enjoy their time. And we'll obviously have a lot of support and a lot of giveaways in terms of interacting. So they'll have a lot of opportunities to meet me, attend different games with me, have many socials, and we'll have also, obviously, part of it will be to contribute towards anything social that we'll support. We have a few charities lined up that will be made out of this project. But just have a kind of a get-together of different cultures coming in on my Discord. If people have joined in, they'll come across. We have Southeast Asian, obviously, which came. Mm-hmm. We have Indians, we have Americans. So many of people coming from different cultures. So it's kind of a community that we are trying to build and take it forward and see how it happens. Right. By the way, we are minting soon. So I think the date is 1st and 2nd of March.
Right.
So the first day is going to be the pre-sale for all the whitelist people who have joined in and got selected for the whitelist. Mm-hmm. And there is the public sale.
Right. Right. I was just going to get to that. And then if people want to get into learning more about the project, where can they go really?
Yes. Yeah. They can check out our Twitter, dfans_NFT, as well as join our Discord or Instagram, any of these websites, links. There is a lot of information, even for newcomers, a lot of information how to create a Metaverse account, how to buy Ethereum to get ready for the buying and purchase on NFT using crypto.
Right. Awesome. And if I have to ask you in quick succession, three reasons why people mm-hmm. should be a part of this NFT project.
Yes, it's basically a celebration of me. If you want to share a disappointed and own a disappointed theme of your own in my avatar, that opportunity, then you can be a part of a big, big set of people sharing the similar things and then enjoying each other's talk. So all three probably gave you altogether a different experience. And this is a very good opportunity, in fact, as I mentioned, for the first time buyers who want to explore what NFTs are, own an NFT for the first time.
Right.
So have all the tools in place to guide and educate everyone.
Okay, fantastic. Great stuff there, Sarim. With that, we come to the end of our first round of questions. Time to move to my favorite round. This is the rapid fire round of questions. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead. Excited.
Three of your favorite all-time cricketers.
Oh, difficult one. Come on, man. You put me on the spot. So, okay. Current one, Babar. Former one, Imran Khan, Javed Miadad. And current one from the Indian teams, Dhoni, Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma. I was over the moon when I attended the World Cup game at Manchester. Uh-huh. I saw all three. Uh-huh. And as Ranbir Kapoor in the stands, and as soon as he started cheering, he came on the gallery and started losing the pitch and we lost the match. But it made my day that I saw all of these guys.
Okay. One of the most funniest thing or your favorite comment that you have received on a meme so far?
The Mona Lisa of memes, definitely.
Okay. So meme, museum, and now NFTs. Where and what do you want to be next featured in?
Oh, wow. Yeah, good. I never gave it a thought. Probably when I retire, I'll probably go into commercials or try to do a movie, man. That's one thing that is tinkling. If I get an opportunity, I'll definitely play a bald villain in a movie or some sort. Definitely. If you remember Shaan or the famous Indian movie, and probably some Hollywood movies where bald heroes and villains have played, I would love to play some of that kind of a role.
So we'll now get a disappointed villain.
Yes. And having fun while doing it, yeah.
Awesome. So that comes to the next question. How many ad offers did you actually receive since 2019 World Cup?
Well, I've got in one. I got several other opportunities because I was stationed and I was living in London. It was very difficult to travel for every ad opportunity. So in the end, eventually, I have just done one. Uh-huh. To date, still now, I have few opportunities. I'm just considering it and trying to take out some time, but unable to. And acting is a real difficult profession. It's not my forte. That's why probably I say enticing. When I will definitely try my hand at it.
Uh-huh. Super. Okay. And if someone invites you to all ICC events as a fan ambassador for Cricketing Moments, what would you tell them?
Oh, yeah. I'll grab on that opportunity. Definitely. Wow. particularly Australia for the World Cup. I love that book.
Okay. And finally, what's planned for you this year, apart from your NFT minting?
No, nothing. Some personal milestones. Buying house, recently almost done. So very excited to move into our own house. Work-wise as well, a lot of different opportunities, exciting ones are coming my way, so keeping me busy and motivated.
And finally, before we conclude this round of conversations, you know, people we discussed at some point of time are not aware about the awkward situations that convert into meme. What are your pro tips on how one should cope up with the fame, the trolls and comments that comes along with memes without getting affected by it?
I think the earliest that you celebrate it, it's better for you to just cross that mental hurdle. I'm a very inert, a very shy person. Mm-hmm. I don't converse that much. I'll probably show it in my face. That's what became famous. But this is too contradictory to me having a social, virtual life of so by sharing memes, by sharing laughter, by sharing awkward memes, one-liners on my picture. So the sooner that you embrace, yeah, something has happened, may have been awkward at that time, but cross it and embrace it and celebrate it. Just try to make a difference in everyone's life. And that's what I've been trying to contribute, one piece, one meme at a time. Yeah. And just make my day when someone DMs me, sorry, but I just broke up with my girlfriend. So came across your meme, brought a smile to my face. So it, hey, I said, oh, wow. Hope you get other girls.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Just that if you're conversing with any of people who are directly messaging them, no point in abusing them. Celebrate what they are saying or what they are contributing towards their life. If they have made any comments which are awkward enough, point it out, but there is point in abusing anyone, not only me, anyone who has become a social celebrity of sorts.
Right.
And just try to bring a small smile to anyone's face and cheer up, man. Life is very short. If you are disappointed one day, try to get over it and just celebrate life.
Right. Fantastic. Great. And with that, Sarim, we come to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for making time for this conversation. And before we leave, where can our listeners know more about you personally?
Well, I'm sure I never put up my own profile, so people can check what I do for work on my LinkedIn, on my social media. I've shared so many interviews in the past, so this has been quite elaborative. So you can go and check out Dakshin's podcast to see what I've been up to, what my future plans, and some very interesting. Listen, Dakshin, thank you for that. Thank you for having me.
I had a great time hosting you. I hope you enjoyed your time on the show as well.
Yes, same here, man. Thank you.
Best wishes always, Sarim. Cheers.
Cheers.
And that brings us to the end of today's conversation. And before we wrap up, here's the interesting fact for the day. Sarim's popular pose in the meme resulted in getting over 20,000 likes for ICC till date when it was shared during the match. So that's it for today. This is Dakshin Adyantaya signing off. Don't forget to hit the follow button on your favorite audio platforms or get in touch with me at thedeliberatetalks@gmail.com. Join in next Monday for a new episode. Until then, inspire and be inspired.